If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP for one final time. That's right, Kevin will be back.
Are you kidding?
On the next episode.
What's going to happen to you?
I get put out to pasture.
Oh, no.
So, it's been fun, guys.
Shit.
Maybe I'll see you in heaven. let's meet everybody, shall we? James Heaney. James, you've got a free day and $100,000 that you have to spend, sort of like Brewster's Millions. What do you do?
I have a free day. With $100,000, I don't know how long
day
the process
is.
It's like the plans I have take more than a day, Cole. But I'm going to put forth all the money I can to get like one of those fallout shelter type things. And once I have that fallout shelter, I think they're only like $100,000. I think they're less than that, actually. I'll figure out where to put it later, but I want to secure like one of those things that you would eventually find some, because you can bury that in the mountains. You can bury it anywhere and have a place to live. So I'll put that $100,000 into getting the best fallout shelter I can get.
Wow, not what I expected it to be.
I mean, I wouldn't use it as a fallout shelter. I'm not a doomsday prepper. I'm just an efficient liver.
Yes,
like,
you
I want to get. I'm not a doomsday prepper. I don't think it's
James,
the end is that
James,
near.
If we give you $100,000 today, the first thing you do
for
is go buy
day.
A fallout shelter.
$100,000? That's a lot of money. I've never seen $100,000.
Yeah, his point is you immediately go to spend it on
like
a
not like a cool car.
I don't know how else I get through that whole $100,000 in a day. Like going to Dave and Buster's, like it's gonna be hard. I gotta get rid of that money before the pumpkin disappears.
Yeah, no shit. It's not Dave and Buster's or a fallout shelter.
I need to find something that I can dump all that money into.
Go buy you and your wife a new car, first of all, maybe a down payment on a condo or something.
$100,000 car?
Wait, hold on. Do you think we're saying $10 million? Do you think we're saying $10 million? $100,000 is very, but
I've never seen $100,000.
Two fully equipped Honda Accords is close to $80,000.
Really?
Already.
Are you kidding? Honda Accords? Those don't look like very nice cars.
I love that it's just because he hasn't seen.
I mean, $100,000.
No, he's saying you can get two for $80,000.
All right, well. I'm going to go with the fallout shelter. It's my money, guys. It's my fucking money.
Because he hasn't seen the money.
Yeah.
You can't understand it. This is great. Dude, I need to make bank and have you in charge of my finances. I need to have that happen.
Well, my guess is you'd have more than 24 hours to deal with your money. Like, if I got 24 hours to change things.
I don't know,
dude.
You're in charge of me, so help me.
Well, I know you put $1 million in. I bought you 10 fallout shelters. I didn't know what else to do.
No, good. That's a good investment.
All right. Next up, it's Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie. Jackie, what candy is total bullshit?
Necco wafers. Disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
They're trash. That's it. They're total bullshit.
Jesus.
No one's enjoying. Give me a Tums. I enjoy a Tums more.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like Necco wafers. I'm that guy. But
you
do?
I'm so sorry for you.
I'm so glad you're leaving. I'm so glad.
I mean, I would never buy
them. That's okay.
Them,
I love Twizzlers are my favorite candy, and a lot of people are grossed out by that. So.
Twizzlers are great.
I like Twizzlers. Twizzlers are dope.
Okay, great.
Next up, it's Chris Alvarado. Chris, what place or kind of place totally relaxes you?
Sitting in the theater waiting for a play to start, like the Amundsen or like the tour. I love walking in and being seated, seeing like the dark set. It hasn't been lit yet, or maybe there's a curtain. I just, nothing feels better to me than sitting in the theater before a play. I fucking love that feeling. Now that I answered that quickly, James, I cannot believe your answer, dude. I cannot believe.
If I had an easy question like a gross candy, I could have come up with Necco flavors.
Hold on.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I ate some Tums for fun sometimes.
Just really quick. Do you think two things? Do you think $100,000 is a lot of money? And do you think?
It is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
You cannot take that away from him.
Hold on.
$100,000.
I can't.
Spend in one day is a lot of money.
Listen, Jewel the singer, her mother stole $100 million from her by spending $10 million a year for 10 years that Jewel wasn't even aware of.
That's because Jewel has so much money.
Well, but then she was in debt after that. My point is, you can $100,000 isn't that much money.
Chris, it's a lot of money.
You are the crazy one here.
$100,000? Now you're the crazy one.
First time.
Do you understand? There are cars on the road that cost more than that right now.
Yeah, but
I'm sure of it. But those guys.
I'm saying that's a very. It's very easy to get rid of it. It's not just.
Yeah, it is true to get rid of it, but it's still a lot of money. If I had $100,000, I'm going to move to the middle of nowhere and live like a king.
Okay, yes, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I was thinking of for the day. So I was like, I'll fly to Spain and then go to a nice restaurant and then fly to New York and then go
that's
to a play.
That's the kind of question, the answer I thought was going to happen.
Not
and you
like,
can take the 100K,
where are you going to invest it, you
right.
snoozes?
You can take the 100K and use it as a down payment on a house and like start
That's
back
what I was saying.
Going.
Yeah, right. But it's when James was like,
But that's what
like,
he's
oh,
doing.
Yeah.
He's investing in his bomb shelter.
But he has no land. He has no land. That's the funny thing. He just
land is cheap. Land is cheap.
Hold on, guys. In 24 hours, do you know how difficult it would be to, first of all, buy the fallout shelter? Fine. You can do that. Find the land.
Move the fallout shelter.
Move it. Have it dug up. Put it in there. Get the fuck out of here. Go buy a Bentley. You'll still need more money. You can't even afford a Bentley.
But he
I don't
want
a Bentley. What am I going to do? Sleep in a Bentley?
And I mean, that's nice our cars. Show. Let's check in with everybody.
Sorry,
see what
Joey.
They're up to. Sorry, no, Craig. Sorry, Joey. You don't get to introduce this episode. Craig Kukowski. Craig. You've got an hour to grab lunch with any screenwriter, living or dead. Who do you choose? And don't use that time to buy a bomb shelter.
I guess Dorothy Parker would be fun. Like, she wouldn't spend that much on lunch. Like, I just have to buy her a couple drinks. And I'd get a bunch of witty quips.
I mean, the drinks are pretty pricey at the Algonquin. But otherwise, I like that plan.
Yeah, if I'm paying 1930s prices, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
You go back there, but you don't bring her to you now. Right. That's a good, plan.
Yes, I go back in time. And I might stay there. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, 100,000 will go a lot further.
Yes, it will. That's true.
Finally, Joey Greer. Joey, I hear you got a brand new invention to unveil at the next World's Fair, because they definitely do those now still. What is it?
I'm not going to answer that. James, you have to get land first, okay?
No,
you can't just get the shelter, dude. You need land, all right?
It's the only thing they're not making more of.
Amen.
Damn. But you can get, the thing is you can go like right on the edge of the Palm Desert. You can get a side of a mountain that's good to nobody.
You keep on saying in 24 hours. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. That's my point. You need to get the land first, okay? You need to know where you're at, what the terrain is. Can you dig there? You got to know this stuff, James.
Yeah, that suffices better than what would have happened probably.
Okay, so I guess I was wrong with my answer.
Thank you.
You got to have jewel level wealth.
I'm listening to her book right now, Never Broken. It's beautiful. Okay.
Ooh. All right, showtime, guys. Here we go. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from listener Scott from Seattle, who wrote, "Hello, alchemists. I just listened to an episode where during a scene, Kevin responded to the word log with, and I quote, 'The only log I want from you is poo.' It caused me to laugh uncontrollably, but to be honest, I'm not sure if I was laughing at what he said or the couple of beats of dead air that followed it. Either way, great stuff. You guys are amazing. Anyway, my scene suggestion involves one of my favorite characters that Craig does, which I haven't heard in a while. It's actually more of a voice that he does when he's playing a bratty kid or teenager. Hopefully you know what I'm referring to. My suggestion, bratty tween runs for president. Thanks, Scott from Seattle."
We just calm down, for God's sakes. You can't get everything you want. You understand that? It's not like you're the goddamn president of the United States.
I could be.
No, you couldn't.
If they changed the Constitution, I could be.
Honey, he can be anything he wants to be, okay?
No, he's got a point. You can't legally.
This is America. This is America, Brad.
You know, Brad? Brad, guy.
You're not my dad, Brad. You're not my dad, Brad.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad I'm not your dad, okay?
I'm glad you're not my dad too, Brad.
You know what? Why don't you go to D.C. and change the Constitution?
Oh, my two boys are fighting here, and I don't like it, okay?
No. Fuck that. Why don't we just drive out there, huh? What, it's only a couple miles?
And in this next room, we're very excited. We have the Declaration of Independence.
Jesus next. Christ, when are they going to get the goddamn Constitution? You know what? Let me look,
Brad,
you can't just
try everything.
I think he is high, goddammit.
You guys are more alike than you think.
Buddy, are you high?
Yeah, I'm a little high.
We fucking knew it. Okay,
what's up? What's up? What do you need?
What's up? My God. He's not even my son. This isn't my real son, just so you know, okay?
But he's not my real dad.
Okay, yeah, I damn right I'm not.
What do you need? What do you need?
They're more like than they like to admit.
Oh, the Constitution.
Isn't that in the Library of Congress? Should we be in the Library of Congress?
It's here.
It's in the rotunda?
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
Well, can you take it out so we can look at it?
Okay. Just take it out so we can see it, please.
Here, put on these gloves. Put on these white gloves, please.
I'm not putting on shit.
He's not. Geez, neither am I, for that matter. I'm not putting on gloves.
I'll put the gloves on. I'll put the gloves on.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to open up this glass case, and there it is.
Oh, my.
That's the Constitution.
Well, there you go. It says it right there. You have to be 35 years old to be president.
Yeah, that's
bullshit.
That's my fucking point. That's my fucking point, okay? You can't be president.
Well, but what if we scratched out the five and one in front of the three? Oh,
are you kidding me? Are you kidding? We are not going to get ice cream with that kind of shit.
Hold on.
Are you
kidding me? This is now official.
We are going to get ice cream.
This is the official document. Oh, no. It has now been changed to 15.
Oh, who cares?
I gotta close it.
Who gives a shit? Dude, you're still 13,
don't worry. We'll just make it a one. We'll make
you're
it a one.
13, bitch.
And you're right, Brad. We're not getting ice cream because we're getting gelato.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not going to get that crap. I'm getting the real dairy stuff,
honey. I'm getting stracciatella.
Okay, blow out the candles. There's 15 of them.
Fine. There we go. They're blown out. I'm 15.
Jesus Christ, not even your birthday party. God damn it. You know, you blew out the road. You're such a fucking selfish piece of shit. You know that? You know that? You know that?
God, oh, man. You would know, Brad. You would know, Brad.
Oh, bro. Oh, hey, is that
You two, you two. It's Donna's birthday, and you're kind of ruining it. Donna, did you make high? A wish? I'm a little.
I fucking
up.
Knew it. I fucking knew it. He's high.
It has nothing to do with Donna. Donna, did you make a wish?
I mean, yeah, but I didn't get to blow out the candles, so I don't think that it counted for
it's me. His wish now. It doesn't He's count. He's not my yeah, son, but it's his wish. It
is
his
well, this wish. Is the perfect opportunity for me to declare my candidacy for the presidency 2024.
Oh my God, hold it. No one's going to vote for you. No one's going to fucking vote for you.
I know who's going to vote for me, Brian.
You know what? I'm running for president, too.
And welcome back to the presidential elections. We have Brad, the dad.
This is the election or the debate?
Are you high? Are you high? Are you fucking high? Jesus fucking debate. Christ. It's the debate. We got it. And, all right, okay. Now listen. All right, now let me tell you something right now about this little piece of shit, okay? He is such a piece of shit.
Nice language, Brad.
Oh, girl, nice language. Nice language. Where did you learn it from?
Okay. You? I learned it from watching you.
Oh, my God. Don't even. Look, if I'm elected.
I have a question for the candidates.
Sure.
You're given $100,000 and a free day, and you have to spend that money. What would you do?
$100,000? That's it?
It's a lot of money.
It's not jewel money.
No, it's not, Brad. No, it's not. And that's the problem with America right now. I'm pivoting.
Oh, my God.
Only to a certain subset of people. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Jewel.
Oh, my God. This is classic Ronnie. Look at that. Ronnie, do you know even...
My headset came off and I got so animated there.
Why don't you take him off, Ronnie?
Hey, Donna, you in your room?
Yeah.
Hey.
I didn't say you could come in.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What are you trying to see my tits? Get out of here.
What? Wait, what? Hold on. I miss my little girl.
What the hell, Mom? Just wait for me. Let me put on a shirt. Just wait.
I'm not looking.
Okay, you can come in.
Maybe we could go get our nails done or something today. Or is there like a top you wanted to buy or something?
Is that because I was just topless? Because I can do whatever I want in my room.
I know.
That's the kind of stuff that my candidate's fighting time. For.
Wait, what?
My candidate? He also changed the age that you can be to vote.
You're
so.
Not voting for Ronnie.
Of course I'm voting for Ronnie.
He's a little asshole.
He speaks my language.
Your language?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Donna, I came in here to connect this afternoon. Maybe go to the mall. But it seems like you want to get political. If you want to get political, you have to understand I'm a Brad gal. I'm a Brad gal.
Are you sounds kidding like me right now?
No,
I used
I'm not
to be meek.
You.
I used to be meek, and Ronnie taught me.
Hey, Ronnie, did you pick a running mate yet? Deke wants to go. Can Deke be your running mate?
I'm pondering my choices, Deke, okay? There's a lot of good options out there.
All right, well, just put my hat in the ring. You just got deked.
Oh, there's poop all over my head, Deke.
No talking in this math class. No talking.
Sucks that I'm running for president. I still got to go to school.
I'm
sorry. Can you not talk to the candidate like that, please?
Excuse me?
Thank you. I already have Secret Service protection.
Okay. I can do whatever I want. Look, I'm walking.
No, hold on. We will have to put you on the ground, all right?
I can put my hand on his desk if I want to.
Put him on the ground.
Get on the fucking ground.
I can't see. Thank God we're not doing math anymore. I'd have to say my catchphrase over and over.
Mr. Clarkson, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go. You attacked the candidate.
I didn't attack him.
The school is not going to pay to get your ribs remade or whatever you wrote down. I'm sorry. We're just not going to do that.
Need new ribs. You broke all my ribs.
Mr. Clarkson, I don't believe that. Okay?
Who are you voting for, by the way?
That's an inappropriate question.
I need new ribs
the least I could get from this fucking school is to know who they're voting
for.
No,
Mr. Clarkson, you need a new job. That's what you need, okay? I'm sorry that your ribs might be bruised or broken to what you say, but we're not going to put what
you wrote here. I'm a Brad lad, okay? I'm a Brad lad.
Great.
Brad lad.
Jesus Christ. They do look bruised.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Mr. Clarkson. You're paying for this new test.
All right, members of the media, thank you. Thank you. I'm ready to announce my running mate. And after a lot of internal wrestling, I've decided that I'm running with Brad. We've put our differences aside.
What?
And we hope that our different factions come
together. News crew, over here, news crew.
Yeah,
news crew, question. Okay, how? Why?
Well, he was just about to answer, then you cut him off. So let him.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah. Just to be clear, I'm going to be president. He's going to be vice president.
What?
That's not what we discussed, Brad.
Well, that's exactly what we discussed, Ronnie.
No, okay? Maybe that's what you heard, but that's not what we talked about.
No, Ronnie, that's exactly what we talked about, Ronnie. That's what's going on.
I won the primary, Brad.
But are you kidding me? There's dumbass fucking kids voted for you. You need an adult to be in the room to run the show,
Ronnie. You will be in the room, but you will be vice president.
I'm not going to be vice president, Ronnie, okay? You're still under my house. These are my rules, all right? I might not be your dad.
All right, I'm going with Deke.
Yeah!
I'm going with Deke as my running mate.
Oh, my heart.
Mom, okay, we're getting our nails done. Now will you listen to me?
I'm going to listen to you with an open mind and an open heart. Go ahead.
There's an opening spot in the presidential race, and I want to do it.
Okay, wait. What? How? Why?
Well, Brad conceded. He was going to be Ronnie's running mate. That kind of blew up, too, but he got pissed, and there is an opening. And I want to run against Ronnie.
Okay, so what color did you want your nails to be?
Can I get the Make Me Tickle Pink?
I don't know. I think maybe
just so you know, that's a $60 extra charge.
Oh, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I'm not going to do that?
For that color?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something similar in a different brand?
Donna, hear me out.
Yeah.
Donna, hear me out. Hear me out. If you're going to run to be president, maybe you should get presidential colors. I want to back you on this.
Well, that's the thing. Studies actually show that if women have brightly colored nails, they aren't taken as seriously than as women who have just a nude, a more neutral tone to their nails.
Okay, how much is the nude or neutral tone?
This one right here?
Yeah, that one looks nice. That looks nice.
It's super nice. It's common color. So many people have it. I mean, I'm wearing it.
But you
know
what? Isn't it BS that that's the case? I should be able to wear any color nail polish I want. It's doing nothing but expressing my own individuality, my own taste. Why is that offensive to people?
The neutral color is going to be about $120 extra.
I can't afford that.
We can't. Well, you're not paying for any of this. I'm paying for it. Well, Dad's paying for it, but he just, you know.
Do you want to do that?
No. I want to do red, white, and blue. And can you do sparkles on the ring fingers?
Of course, yeah. Sparkles.
How much okay.
It's on $1,000. Dad. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay, it's on Dad.
Now I'm going to be running.
Welcome back to the presidential debate.
This is the election, you idiot.
Election. We are now, it's time to vote. It's time to vote.
I'm not even running. Are you high?
You're voting for Donna or you're voting for Ronnie? That's what I know.
Well, this sucks. We got to sit here in the same room until we find out.
I know.
But full credit, Donna. You ran a tight race.
And full credit to you. You look really cool in a tie.
Hey, you look cool in what you're wearing.
Thanks. Did you know that it's actually one piece? It's not separate pants and shirt. It's all
really?
Just one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to the, are you going to junior prom?
I don't know. I kind of wasn't planning.
I mean, it's stupid. It's stupid, but.
Yeah, I kind of wasn't planning on it unless someone asked me. And then I would go if someone asked me.
Yeah. I mean, like, do you want to go just like as
And the
as
results
friends?
Are in? The results are in?
Well,
And your new president of the United States is...
Does Sally always do it?
Mr. Clarkson? Stop, buddy. Look, you can't get up there, buddy, okay?
I want to announce the new president of the United States. It's pretty easy.
Oh, my God! His ribs are so strong!
It's me. I'm the adult, third party, Green Party, took it over. Mr. Clarkson is now the new president of the United States. Everybody, have a good night.
Can he call that himself? What does Kornacki have to say?
That was weird.
Ronnie, I just heard what happened on stage and all that. Donna, how you doing?
I'm very not doing well.
Those are huge nails, by the way.
Yeah, I got them acrylics.
They're great.
Thank you.
Maybe try this card. It can't all be declined. I've got a lot of money in the bank. I've got like $100,000. So try running this card.
All right, just charging that right now. Still the same thing. I'm gonna have to call American Express. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, Dad, please do, because I've got like $100,000.
I thought that you could pay for this. I asked for like extra.
We have a gentleman here who's trying to pay for an entire campaign on one card. Okay. The total is going to be about $13 million. So I think he's speaking in snake. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir?
I didn't know it was $13 million. I don't have that much money. Could you cancel that transaction?
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to let you talk to the cardholder.
Yep. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is the cardholder. Yes. So you might know I'm a...
Because you're such a good customer, we're gonna lift your limit.
Oh,
you now have a $15 million.
Oh, hold on,
limit.
But that transaction didn't go through, so right?
It just went through now. $13 million. Okay. Oh. God bless America.
God bless America.
You're pretty good at slow dancing, Donna.
Yeah. Can you believe I've never even done it before?
Wow, you wouldn't know it.
They just say, you know, waddle. Waddle back and forth like a penguin.
Yeah, but we're waddling like in tune.
Yeah.
Hey, that was weird that we just ran against each other for president, wasn't it?
It was even weirder that we lost.
Yeah, that was fucked up, right?
I just felt like the polls. Oh, hey,
well,
Dee.
You know what? You compliment each other so well. You should run together in 2028. Oh, I said a number. Deke's in your mouth.
Oh.
Looks like we just got deked.
Wow.
And that's our first scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day.
Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
C2 is from Alchemaniac Beaker, who wrote, "Hey, yous, just up from VIP to Alchemaniac.
Yo!
Yay! Special thanks to Joey for that hot tip on that piece of land in the valley. I promise I'll return the chinchillas to you ASAP. Let's try this scene suggestion again. Six. S-I-X. Six. Thanks as always. Love you guys. Beaker."
666. The service doesn't start for another 30 minutes. You could sit towards the front if you want. We're just prepping for today's service, sir.
Oh, I've done enough prepping. Okay. Enjoy the service.
Actually, if you're not busy, I could use some help putting candles up. Wait, come back. It's hard putting all these candles out before the service, every service.
Ed, who are you talking to?
I'm just talking to God in God's house here. Oh, actually, do you have a minute? I'm trying to put these candles out. Oh, all right.
I'm walking away.
Oh, I heard you. Jesus.
I'm gone.
Jesus.
Yes,
Ed? Oh, my God. I didn't know you were here.
I'm always here.
I know. It just gets lonely when nobody typically answers back, except for randos, you know.
You haven't had a lot of people lately, huh?
It's been pretty light crowd. It's almost makes me feel like I shouldn't put all the candles out because I'm burning a lot of candles.
You should put all the candles out, Ed. I mean, it's more important to reach the people that are there, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Jesus. Wait, you're not just a guy that has a beard and long hair, right? Wearing a weird robe.
I am all those things.
Are you? I mean, it shouldn't surprise me, but are you? Jesus.
I'm walking away.
Oh, damn it. That's so lonely putting these candles out here by myself.
Hey, Father.
Oh.
I know that you're not open yet, but I just peeked my
head in. We're always open for you. Come on in.
Thanks. If you need help with these candles, I'm happy to help.
Oh my gosh, yes, please. Here, each one of these goes on one of those holders, and don't light it, because that's an adult job.
Okay. I just like this, right?
Just like that. That's okay. Perfect.
Awesome. I just want to say, like, I know that you're, it's been kind of slow lately, that the crowds are dwindling, but
I think it's football season, you know.
Yeah, I get it. But I just wanted to let you know that I thought you had a great set last Sunday.
Oh, and, thank you.
I just wish I could sermonize like you do. And I just wonder if you have any tips.
You know what? The tip is just to get doing it. What if I let you do the opening sermon today?
Wait, really?
Yeah, you could sermonize a tight. We'll give you a tight five, and then I'll do my sermonizing.
That would be amazing, Father. I would love that.
All right. Well, then I guess as soon as people sit down and get ready, then we'll be good to go. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to throw you into this. You've got something that you'd like to talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little dated. I wrote it a long time ago.
Well, but so is the Bible, you know?
I'm happy to give it a shot.
Yes, please. Please do.
Okay, the congregation has been seated. There is a real strong presence this morning, Father. A real devil presence this morning.
A devil presence?
Yeah. Yeah. Did anything happen here this morning when you were setting up?
Well, there was a couple people that were waiting early. One was 66666. And then the other was...
Oh, let's pause. It's probably that.
Oh, you know?
Yeah. It sounds like Satan was summoned this morning.
But Jesus was also here, but I think I disappointed him.
Oh. Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the fate of this.
Hey, I'm so sorry, Nero. Are you the priest here?
Yeah.
I got to do a quick confession, please. Please, please, please.
Well, this is not, usually it's in private.
I'll step out.
Do you mind?
Nope.
Okay. Close the door.
Do you mind if we do it with the partition so you know who I am?
If that makes you feel more comfortable, Jim.
It would. I just don't want you to know who I am for what I'm about to tell you.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Well, how about this? I'll just cover my eyes.
Why don't we just lay on the ground and we'll use some of the pews here to block our view, huh?
That sounds perfect. I'm just going to get comfortable. Oh, are you okay?
All right. I'm all right. I'm all right.
All right. My eyes are closed and I can't see you. Jim, whenever you're ready.
Father, it's been about 6 years since my last confession.
I remember.
You do?
Well, I'm not supposed to say, but I do. Jim, I don't have that many people here, so go ahead.
Well, you remember my last confession. That's
Well, it that's was pretty brutal. It was disgusting.
So you judged me for it then, too.
I didn't judge you. Does it sound like I was being judgy? It was just one of those things that I had nightmares about for a while. Go ahead, Jim.
I don't know if I can be here. Maybe I should just go pray to Satan.
Don't. Wait.
Can I get a bowl?
Okay.
Brown rice, black beans. Easy on the brown rice.
Okay.
What is sofritas?
It's just like a mix of stuff, and it's like in olive oil, and then we sauté it and
Jesus all that good Christ.
Stuff. Yes.
It's good. It's vegetables. It's healthy for you.
Sorry. I thought you had said something. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do the sofritas.
Okay.
And some of these fajitas.
Okay. Everybody on the ground right now. Oh. The fucking stick of a room and you shut the fucking head. No.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey. Hey, you. Get the fuck out of my Chipotle.
Me or this guy?
You. The one trying to stick us up.
Look, lady, you better not fuck with me, okay?
What's the problem, brother? What's the problem, brother?
You don't know what it's like, man. I got this one loaf and this one fish, and I gotta feed all these people, man, and it's impossible. I just got this one loaf and this one fish.
It's not impossible. How many people do you need to feed?
Hundreds.
And when is the dinner?
Tonight. It isn't now, even.
Well, why do you only have one loaf and one fish?
That's all I got. Hey, fuck you, man. That's all I fucking got, okay? That's all I got.
That's all you can afford or all you got?
It's all I got, asshole, right? I'm sorry I can't be fine dining.
You need to get more food. food.
I mean, that's on you. That's on you if you've scheduled a dinner where you're responsible for feeding hundreds of people.
Now, Myrna, we're so sorry you had to go through that scary moment there, but we think you did a pretty good job.
I tried to hold my ground, yeah.
Protecting the Chipotle. One thing, it's not a big deal, but it's like, I think you said something to the effect of, get the fuck out of my Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to come in strong.
We didn't like that.
The board is here. They didn't like that part.
I'm confused.
It's more our Chipotle.
It's the board's Chipotle.
Right. I mean, no, I understand that I don't own the Chipotle, that I only work here.
Okay, we just need to make that very clear.
I was just trying to stop it from getting robbed. He was going to take all of our food because he was hosting a massive party, but he only had one loaf of bread and one fish.
We heard
all of our food or all of my food? Because that's probably what you think, right?
Right. That's the issue here.
Wow, guys. So what's going on
here? And a dog.
referring to the board.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Wow, guys, and dog.
Thank you.
If you're going to fire me, fucking fire me, okay?
Whoa. Myrna, we think you're a great manager. We're not going to fire you. We just need you to make it clear to every customer you interact with from here on out that you do not own this establishment.
That doesn't naturally come up.
And we're going to give you a raise.
Okay.
Six bucks an hour.
Well, here you go, my brother. I mean, do you think it's actually feasible to have fed all these people with one loaf and one fish? Or is it more feasible to get catering from Chipotle?
I guess catering.
Yes. It's pretty affordable, right? You've got trays of rice and trays of beans. People can assemble their own burritos.
I mean, but how am I going to pay for this, man? I don't know how I'm going to pay for this.
Well, it's pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah, man, you made me put it on my card, man. I have a limit, man. I can't.
Well, how much is on your card?
Oh, Chipotle. I really wanted bread and fish.
Excuse me, Father. I have sinned. It's been, I don't even remember since my last
confession.
I don't
remember you ever coming in either, honestly. Oh, sorry. I can actually see through this. I don't recognize you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was awkward. I just get excited. We don't get new people in very often.
Okay. Do you want me to keep going or?
Oh, absolutely. Did I interrupt you? You said it's been a while. I was saying, what I was trying to say is I don't think you've ever confessed, at least not to me.
Right. But I have confessed it's been a while. I can't remember how long, but I've definitely done it before.
Must have been a different church. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been coveting my boss's work? Boss's acquisitions, my boss's assets.
You've been having sex with his assets?
What?
What are you talking about?
I said I've been coveting.
Yeah, I know what you said, and that's nasty. I've listened to some nasty shit.
I think I learned coveting in a different church as something
else. You know what?
Else.
Well, this church has a specific way.
Myrna, thank you for meeting with the board. So we had a priest stop by this afternoon.
Oh, okay, good.
They Says get you've a been discount. Having sex.
What?
With.
I mean, sometimes.
The store.
Huh?
With our. The money in the safe.
Wait. I'm not fucking this store.
I don't know, dog. Yeah, he agrees. We heard what we heard.
Guys, there are cameras set up here. I'm sure that you can see that.
We're not going to watch that, okay?
The ocean is beautiful, isn't it, Father Ed?
Oh, you surprised me. I thought I was here
by
myself.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sneak up on you. Do you want some chips and guac, by the way?
Sure. I'm starving.
I got a few different salsas here, ranging from milder pico de gallo to spicier.
Oh, pico de gallo is spicy enough for me.
Wow.
Mm. Wow. Bring, bring. Bring, bring, bring.
Hey, you notice there's only set of footprints here on the beach.
Bring, bring, yeah. Bring. Bring, bring, bring. You must have flown down.
Flown down?
Hold on a second. Hello?
Hi, is the father there? I've been calling around. This is Terry.
Terry, how did you get my number?
I've been calling every number trying to find the father.
Well, look, I'm on the beach right now trying to enjoy the water, okay? Can you stop calling me?
It's weird that there's one set of footprints because you have security with you.
I'm a pretty big deal father kind of figure. I'm a pretty big deal father figure.
I'm not sure how you're punctuating.
Forgive me, father, for I have sinned again. It's been 3 weeks since my last confession with you. So my bosses, they accused me of having sex with my workplace.
Oh, well, they must have found out somehow. I don't know how they found out. But maybe you shouldn't do nasty stuff like that at the workplace because people eat there. Like, maybe some people have their family go to that place. So I'm sure they're bound to find out one time or another.
Well, here's the messed up thing. I hadn't done that. But then they put the idea in my mind and I thought, interesting. I want to be a little more adventurous with my sexuality. I'll give it a go.
Oh, my God.
And then I did. And now I'm very into it. So I wanted to get that off of my chest and confess that I have been.
Myrna, I don't know how else to tell you this, but you were pregnant.
You're
pregnant.
The dog can smell it.
Shouldn't my doctor be telling me this?
Look, we're the board.
Are you guys firing me?
We're legally not allowed to.
Now we can't do it because we understand that you are pregnant with fresh ingredients. You're pregnant with cookware, so on and so forth.
If you birth any avocado, that will be charged to you extra.
Okay, that's an extra. That's a charge.
That's our second scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
private. Put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
C3 is from listener Anthony DeFonzo, who wrote, "What's up? You guys did my corrugated correlated scene. I really appreciate it. I play that episode ad nauseum. My family is over it. You know how in the intro question, Joey's response spirals off into nonsense? So the suggestion is, ancient philosophers, what were they really like? Thanks again for the awesome show, Tony."
Look, there's no way to know what they were like. We just have a limited resource of their material. There's so much lost, right? I mean, yeah, we have a lot of Cicero, but that's just one person, okay? So just don't really think too much about it. Just, you know, enjoy the pieces.
Well, what
we have.
If I told you that I had the ability to bring them to the future so we could talk to them?
Last call.
We heard you. Let's just get a drink real
or
quick.
Or we could go to the past, but it's dangerous in the past.
Hold on a second. Can I get another gin martini?
Oh, we do have last
call. Is well gin fine or?
No, it's not fine. Okay. I would like something a little better than well gin, please.
Okay. Can you name a gin company?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to do Printers, please.
Printers gin?
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
How about for you, pal?
Boomer's gym.
Boomer's gym.
Boomer's gym? Boomer's.
You said it right. You said it right.
Boomer's employees, gather around. Guess what? We've been requested.
No!
Evidently, the well gym wasn't fine, and he wanted Boomer's. And, you know, we're usually on the bottom shelf, but today we're the kings.
Well, let's start fermenting some of those juniper berries.
You bet. The man's going to be crazy now.
Okay.
I understand, Plato, but perhaps not.
Okay, no, cut. You got to say Boomer's. You got to say Boomer's gin in this, okay?
I thought that the placement of the bottle next to me spoke for itself.
You know Pliny the Elder, that beer?
Yeah.
You know how goddamn successful they are? Okay. Yeah. We got to use Plato here to get Boomer's on the map here, all right? We're using philosophy, thought, all right? Now just come on. You got to
say
it.
And Aristotle, whenever you lean forward, you're in Plato's light.
Mm. Oh, my apologies.
God, I want to kill that guy. I don't know what it is. I just want to fucking kill that guy. I don't know.
Can I ask a question? I understand that in the script it says Socrates doesn't have any lines, but I think I could really add something to the spot.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Sounded like a statement.
Well, the question being, can I get some lines?
Listen, when we brought you guys here from the past, it wasn't so you could bullshit around on set. Okay?
What's bullshitting around on set if not exploring creativity?
The exploring creativity happened when we gave you the script
That's the creativity. We need you to execute the creativity.
But where's the exploration? If you give Socrates a line, I got to know, because right now he's not lit.
We're not giving him a line. We're not giving him a line, okay? It's on Plato. Okay.
His method is pretty effective, though. Like, that question really made me think.
I have a quick question here. Are you sure you want to go with the slogan, Boomers, it's better than hemlock?
Hold on one second. Questions are kind of my thing. What's going on over here?
I think questions are a thing. Questions are just a thing. It's okay. Well, questions are a thing. All right.
My thing.
Questions are just a thing.
They're just a thing. Okay, so let's just go from one. You got it? Everyone good? Okay. Everyone good? Everyone just kind of like looking at me like they're thinking? Can I just get a like yes or no, please, that this is going on? Yes?
What is good?
That's what I was going to say.
Bomber's gin. That's good.
Yeah, Bomber's gin is good.
It's good. That's good. Okay.
Bomber's
That's good.
Jim is good.
Gin. Gin.
I can't be
Christ.
Around these guys. Jesus. I'm out of here.
No. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's just take a fucking break, please. Okay. I gotta go get.
Hey, welcome to Bomber's Gym. Can I do a temperature check?
Do I have to wear my mask while I work out?
Nah, you don't have to wear your mask. We're just doing, we just gotta go through the motions with the temperature check.
Sure.
All right, 102, you're good.
I run hot, what can I say?
Hey. Hey, what machine are you going to use?
I'm going to go for the fly machine.
Yeah.
The Delt fly machine.
All right, yeah, fly girl.
I'm a fly girl. Yeah, I got to really work on my chest and back is the thing. My lats and my delts are a bit lacking right now.
It's so good to actually have somebody here, at the gym.
Yeah.
Because I feel like during the pandemic, a lot of people just didn't feel safe, Also, a lot of people confuse us with Bombas Gin.
Right. That was a little bit confusing for sure.
Yeah.
Bombas Gin has taken off. We need to do something to differentiate Printer's Gin.
What can we do? What could we do? Oh, I have it. What if we put gin inside pieces of paper?
Go on.
That's all I have.
I think he's onto something.
That's all.
Back
I, that's
in
all
the
I 60s, have.
They used to put lysergic discriminative acid,
what?
LSD, and they'd put it on a piece of paper. What if we did that with our gin?
Wait, what? What does LSD stand for?
Lysergic sadistic acid. And all you need to do is you put a little bit on they called it tabs. And we could give tabs of Printer's Gin.
Wait a second. Tabs is a cola drink. Maybe we should use tabs, cans, and fill them with paper. What do you think?
And the paper be soaked with Printer's Gin?
I don't know.
So are you understanding what these allegories are all about?
Mr. Clarkson, I don't know.
You got to give me more than that. Anybody?
Sorry. We were just... Sorry, what?
No kissing. Donna, other presidential... No kissing.
Ronnie! You forgot his name. He was a national candidate. Mr. Clarkson is a national candidate.
I understand that I was supposed to gain 10 pounds of muscle for the role. I have been going to the gym every day. I really don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what. Look, I'm sorry, but the commercial spot's been canceled. I'm sorry no one hit you up about that.
I've been preparing for this commercial for 3 months. I've been going to the gym every day.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is a little bit risky right now, let me just say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm you can work out at home. There's so many safe ways to do it. But, it's... We just couldn't do it. We transported some actors, I guess, or philosophers from the past. And long story short, they just really chewed our ass about what kind of the meaning of the commercial was and why we were doing it. And we just gave it up. So I'm sorry.
I still get the day rate, though, right?
This is non-union.
What is IMAX? Really? But my chest says that.
No, that was good. That was good. That's the take.
Was
I need
okay?
another one for lighting.
was
so
all right?
good.
Was that good?
That was so good.
Was I okay?
Okay, let's just go right away, right away, right away, right away.
Is that all right? Okay. Any notes? Any notes for me?
These seats are comfy and big, but what is IMAX, really?
That's a cut. That felt that good for everybody? For everybody, client? Was that good? Are we happy?
Was that good?
We're good on light.
Okay, good on light. Sound?
Was that good? Well,
here's the problem with sound is at the end of his line, the character with no lines was saying, is that good? And it picked up on my audio, so it kind of overlapped. I guess we'll need to do it.
But that's the universal question, though. What is good?
Is that good? Is that good?
Excuse me, client. This is supposed to be a spot for Chipotle, so I'm just confused as to why we're referencing IMAX, if we even have the rights to do so.
Well, it goes on to see that I have smuggled in a Chipotle burrito.
Right, but can we use that word? I just want to make sure that we have clearance to use that word within our commercial.
Are you the client? Because I feel like I see you at the one on Third.
This is Myrna Scherner.
That's mine, yeah.
She's on the board of Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Myrna Scherner.
Myrna allegedly Scherner. A Chipotle mommy.
A what?
A Chipotle mommy?
Chipotle.
Are you on laxiderming, sesoderming acid right now, dude?
A little bit.
Myrna Scherner, Myrna Scherner, Myrna Scherner.
All right. Have you ever been to, you know, I think I'm going to
what's going on?
I'm trying to psych you out, okay? This isn't my first audition. I was a Fanta girl, okay? Wanna, don't you wanna, Fanta? I was the purple one. Wanna? So yeah, I think I'm going to be the next Chipotle mommy.
Okay. All right.
I understand that there's room for three of us as they do want three Chipotle
three
mommies.
Three dicks in your mouth.
God, I did not realize that this was a unisex.
I don't want you to psych me out here. I'm just trying to sign you in, okay?
Hi, I'd like to sign in, please.
Yeah, just give me a second. I'm just really fucked up right now. I don't know who I am.
You high?
A little. I mean, I guess I have to be high. Okay. Who's next? You're next?
You don't actually know who you are till you've had some Boomers gin. Boomers. Know thyself.
That's really good. That's really, really good.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious?
That's really, really good.
I'm just signing in. Okay.
Oh, don't tell me to shut up.
Hey, that guy's high.
Get the hell out of here. Don't do
wait, what?
There's a bottle of Winter's gin right next to him.
I'm like, shut up.
No, don't you dare do that to me.
All right, I'm leaving.
Wow, that was really quick. You asked me to pick you up so soon. I was just around the block. What happened? Did you book it?
I don't think I'm cut out for this, babe.
What do you mean?
I moved us and our child and our dog and everything from Nashville because I had a dream. I just don't think I'm fucking
we're
cut
here
out
to support
for
you. What do you mean?
Did you get the commercial, Daddy?
Of course he did. Of course he did. Dog? Dog, what do you have to say?
But babe, I know you're willing to live in this car and I know yeah, we're all
it's a Bentley, of course.
And we had one lump sum.
I'm voting for Dog for president. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Myrna Scherner.
Myrna Scherner? I don't know. I don't know if I agree with her viewpoints. But
I
Dog,
like a rhyming
I'm on
name.
Board.
It's catchy.
Have you guys heard about that tab can with loose pieces of paper?
Yeah, a bunch of people are choking on it. It's a total liability.
That's last call. Last call.
You know what's fucked up is tab is going down for it. But really, it should be printer's gin.
Yeah, true. Excuse me, let's just get one more drink before. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we get a couple of drinks here before?
Yeah, that's why I said last call.
What kind of gins do you have?
Let me see. We got generic, we got boomers, we got printers.
Generic gin, employees. Hey, it happened.
What? We got requested.
What?
Oh my god!
Did we get requested or just mentioned? Okay. Did we get requested?
Oh shit! Shit!
What happened?
Don't do this to us again. Do not.
I don't know. Let me just look.
Jesus Christ.
I'm looking at the report. What? Our name was said.
Okay.
This is your fault, Jesus. You said
look, I've only worked here for a week.
You said this is bullshit.
It was a mention. It was just a mention.
You said if I open up this gin. Oh my God. Jesus.
Look, and I can turn this one juniper berry.
Oh, well, we went on a ride, everybody. We're all getting paid $100,000 for this, though, so feel free to go use it today and today only. Ugh.
Today only?
Yep, that's it. Let's check in with everybody. James Heaney.
Gosh darn, I love it. Check out on November 27th, which is the last Saturday of the month, as it always is, at 11 a.m., we're going to have our live hang. So check it out.
Nice.
Twitch.tv/alchemythis.
Chris Alvarado.
My fiance Jessica recently tried to like punk me on Instagram, saying that I couldn't run an 8-minute mile. Mm-hmm. I haven't ran in years, to be honest. I work out at home, but I don't run or do much cardio. I think I'm gonna go do that this afternoon. I think I'm gonna go to the park right now. Good.
But she's gonna be there, right?
She's gonna be there.
Okay.
And she thinks I can't do an 8-minute mile. She thinks I can do a 9-minute mile. My knees aren't what they used to be, I'm being honest, but I think I'm gonna do it. So I'm gonna go run a mile and I'll keep you posted.
Can you put a GoPro on it so with the timer running so we can all see how it unfolds?
I do have a stupid little GoPro. But that wouldn't be
good
footage.
That sounds a little nauseating.
I don't know. Who knows? Don't know until you shoot it.
Okay.
Craig Kikowski.
Just wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I never know how far out we are, but I think this is roughly right. Maybe this will be before Thanksgiving. And if it's
after, we can be honest, this is really far out today, isn't it? Sorry.
I just get your turkey now. Get your turkey now because they are hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Nice. True. Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for having me here. I adore it. I adore playing with you guys. I am at Jackie DeRuthy on the socials, and I'm constantly plugging my podcast, The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year.
Nice. Joey Greer.
I really want to echo that turkey. Get it. Get it while you can. If you have space in the freezer, just plop it in. Get all the fixes. If you need a brine, I really recommend a brine for your turkey. Just get all the stuff now. I know it's early, but you're just going to be thanking yourself.
I don't know how far back we are.
We want to thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
For guest hosting all these episodes.
And we got you something. We all pitched and we got you something.
$100,000.
Can you see it?
No, I can't because you've got filters on. But
I was pretending we got you a turkey.
Oh. Well, thanks, guys. It's been fun. Merry Christmas. Happy Arbor Day. I don't know when this is going to go. At Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton on socials. SFSketchfest.com. Check out the lineup for the 20th anniversary festival. I'm sure that we're at least past the lineup announced now, so you'll know that Alchemy This is there. Oh. And go come see us in January. It will be fun. We'll even say hi to some of you. thanks, guys, for listening. Let's thank our amazing engineer producer, Doug Bame. The fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. And please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time.
Alchemy This.
Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.